If you've ever walked into a massive casino, you might notice there are no clocks anywhere on the walls.
Oh, right. Yeah, the carpet patterns too.
Exactly. It's this
Yeah.
dizzying maze, and the lights blink in this very specific hypnotic rhythm.
Yeah, the whole environment is entirely engineered to bypass your logic.
Right. So you walk in thinking you're making these independent choices, but I mean, the architecture itself is literally designed to pull you right into a loop.
You basically stop being an observer and you just kind of become part of the machine's cycle.
Well, that casino trap is exactly what we want to help you dismantle today. So welcome in to today's deep dive.
It is going to be a good one.
Your mission for week three, law three, day five, is, well, analyzing a time you got sucked into a destructive cycle, you know, like a massive FOMO investment or a totally meaningless outrage loop. We are taking the CYCLE formula and applying it to a real past event in your life.
And what's fascinating here is just how universal this blind spot is. I mean, we study history assuming we'll spot the mistakes of the past, but when we're actually in the moment, those obvious patterns just vanish.
Yeah, so when I'm teaching my PhD level psychology classes, we constantly talk about behavioral conditioning and herd mentality.
Right, because we evolved to survive in tribes.
Exactly. So when the herd suddenly sprints in one direction,
Yeah.
our deepest instinct is to just, run with them and ask questions later.
Right, and under the hood speaking as a neuroscientist here, I look at the physical mechanics of that sprint. When you enter a heightened emotional state, whether that's, panic or extreme
Oh, I won't
excitement,
migrate, yeah.
exactly, anger, it literally short circuits the logical pattern recognition centers in your prefrontal cortex. Your amygdala just takes the wheel.
Wow, so those obvious historical cycles we were supposed to learn from become like biologically invisible to you.
100%. You literally cannot see them.
But wait, if our biology is working against us like that, how does today's journaling exercise actually fix it? I mean, if my amygdala has hijacked my brain, writing down a past mistake doesn't just magically snap me out of it.
Well, no, it doesn't happen magically, but the physical act of journaling forces your prefrontal cortex to turn back on.
Okay, I see.
By writing down the exact emotions you felt, you're literally wiring a new neural pathway to recognize that specific emotional state the next time it bubbles up.
Okay, well, let's put that to the test with today's day. Five questions. I'm putting you on the spot here.
Uh-oh. Okay, let's do it.
Dig into your mental database for a second. Tell me about a cycle you fell into, and like, what were you feeling right as the trap snapped shut? What were the key indicators you missed?
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'll confess to a massive FOMO-driven investment cycle during the whole crypto boom. I got swept right up in it.
Wait, really? But you studied the brain. What was the blind spot you missed?
I know. I willfully ignored that people with absolutely zero knowledge of the underlying technology were suddenly giving me buying advice.
The classic shoeshine boy indicator.
Exactly. And my exact emotion was this, highly toxic mix of greed and this deep churning anxiety about being left behind while everyone else got rich.
So fear just overrode your logic entirely.
Pretty much, yeah. All right, well, I've bared my soul. It is your turn. I know you've fallen for this too. What was your blind spot? Was it fear, anger, outrage,
Wasn't
and
one financial at all. I got dragged into a massive time-wasting outrage cycle over this completely trivial academic dispute on social media.
oh, a classic outrage loop. What was the indicator you missed?
I completely missed that the outrage was entirely manufactured. The platform's algorithm is literally designed to trigger that righteous anger.
Because moral outrage is the stickiest form of human engagement.
Right. I missed that the so-called crisis had a shelf life of about 4 days. And I mean, my driving emotion, pure righteous anger mixed with a desperate need for tribal validation.
You wanted your academic peers to see you standing on the right side of the line.
Yep, exactly.
Well, that brings us nicely to day five's optional mental prompt for you today. It goes like this: Computer, when I am feeling, insert emotion, it is an indicator I need to check if I'm being sucked into a cycle.
Wait, practically speaking, though, how does just saying, I feel righteous anger actually stop the cycle in real time if the amygdala has already taken over?
It's a mechanism called affect labeling.
Okay.
When you put a feeling into words, you literally dampen the amygdala's activity and re-engage the prefrontal cortex. It chemically redirects the brain out of the cycle.
Oh, wow. So you are turning your biggest vulnerability into an early warning system.
Exactly.
Okay. So for your work today, make sure you complete that day five journaling, run a past regret through the CYCLE method, And, you know, of course, continue your daily practice.
Right, reviewing your stack.
Yeah, your stack of 3 code rewrites, 3 distill points, and 2 quotes. Make sure you do that 3 times today.
And don't forget your bedtime question. You are setting yourself up perfectly for tomorrow.
Yeah, because day 6 is the self-audit.
Right, and since the write-in's almost over, it's a perfect time to reflect on all this growth you've had so far.
Definitely. Well, we'll leave you with this final provocative thought today. If your brain's emotional memory is the very thing that traps you in bad cycles, could identifying your exact emotional trigger today be the ultimate hack to literally rewire your future choices?
It really might be the key to finally walking out of that casino for good.